Ian Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. Beginning things in the noon hour with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Sir Neville Mariner conducting, and music by French composer Emmanuel Chabrier and his Joyful March. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you on a Thursday afternoon, hoping to find you in a joyful mood. Coming up, we have more, another French piece by Edouard Lalo, his piano concerto with the Stuttgart Philharmonic Orchestra, not to mention romantic music for cello and piano written by Robert Schumann, all a part of our noon hour, and we've got classical music until 3 this afternoon. Continuing on with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, under Richard Hickox, for Dance Vignettes by English composer Frank Bridge, next on Kansas Public Radio. Dance Vignettes by composer Frank Bridge, performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conductor Richard Hickox, on Kansas Public Radio. Still to come, the Stuttgart Philharmonic Orchestra and a French piano concerto, music of Edouard Lalo, still to come on this Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. And the Lawrence Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of local foods. Opening day is Saturday, April 11th, from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m., at 824 New Hampshire in downtown Lawrence. Details at lawrencefarmersmarket.org. KPR would like to thank local businesses like Mass Street Fish House, Morning Fog, and Latchkey Deli, whose generous donations helped to make KPR's recent membership drive possible. It is 76 degrees on the KU campus. Today, a high of around 78, a little bit breezy, and rain is in the forecast. We have a chance of showers for today, a slight chance of showers for this afternoon, but a much better chance of showers and thunderstorms possible as well, starting this evening and especially late tonight. 80% chance of rain tonight and then through the weekend and for the next few days. Looks like showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for the foreseeable future. We'll listen next to something written by Robert Schumann in 1849, Adagio and Allegro for cello and piano, with David Finkel and pianist Wu Han on KPR. Of that music, Clara Schumann once remarked that it was just the sort of piece that she liked, brilliant, fresh, and passionate. Robert Schumann's Adagio and Allegro for cello and piano from 1849. We heard cellist David Finkel along with pianist Wu Han today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:33 now, and NPR News at the top of the hour. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting The Clown on Saturday, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. KPR would like to thank local businesses like Meadowlark Wine Bar and Uplift Coffee, whose generous donations helped to make KPR's membership drive possible. We want to say a big thank you to our many sustainers and members who continue to support KPR during these difficult times. We wouldn't be able to provide quality news and music programming without gifts from listeners like you. If you were not able to give during the drive, you can always make a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks again from all of us at Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs, including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Time to bring you now the Stuttgart Philharmonic Orchestra, along with pianist Marilyn Das, for a piano concerto in F minor by French composer Edouard Lalot on Kansas Public Radio. The piano concerto in F minor by Edouard Lalot, played by the Stuttgart Philharmonic Orchestra, pianist Marilyn Das. Just about time for NPR News. Afterwards, more classical music is in store for you in the 1 p.m. hour. Staatskapelle Dresden will have Mozart and his 40th symphony for you, that and much more on the way. Kansas Public Radio's classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. High of 78 degrees. It is 76 at the moment on the KU campus. Showers and possibly thunderstorms in store for us this evening and late tonight. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Vladimir Ashkenazy, and music by Dmitri Shostakovich. His festive overture, providing a lively start to our 1 p.m. hour of the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, here at Kansas Public Radio, and more classical music for a Thursday afternoon is on the way. We've got Mozart for you. Staatskapelle Dresden will join us later for the 40th Symphony. That and much more still to come on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the All Members Spring Show, starting April 10th with an opening reception 5 to 7 p.m. at Landmark National Bank on 6th Street in Lawrence. Open Monday through Friday until June 26th. Next, we are joined by the Möbius Ensemble, and something from the English composer Arnold Bax, written in the year 1919. Chamber music that Bax had crafted to provide a sort of veiled and mysterious vibe. It is his quintet for harp and string quartet with the ensemble Möbius next on Kansas Public Radio. Some English chamber music from 1919. Quintet for harp and string quartet composed by Arnold Bax and performed by the ensemble Möbius today on KPR. Kansas Public Radio. 1:26 now. Stay tuned. We've got NPR News at the top of the hour. Classical music until 3 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute. And online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. We're glad you could be with us on a Thursday afternoon. Be with us this evening at 7. Classics Live is tonight, and this evening the Sasha Groshen Quartet is on the program. This jazzy Rule Joyce recital from Johnson County Community College features a classical cellist, Sasha Groshang, with a jazz trio, including the Suite for Cello and Jazz Piano Trio by Claude Bolling. Classics Live is tonight at 7 p.m. and from 8 to 9, classical music with Kay McIntyre, all ahead this evening. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank local businesses like Yellow Sub, JB's Cali Fusion, and Wheatfields, whose generous donations helped to make KPR's recent membership drive possible. We're ready for the players of Staatskapelle Dresden, led by Sir Colin Davis, and Mozart, one of his final symphonies from 1788. In that year, Mozart wrote the last three symphonies, all in very quick succession that he would ever write, and the one that we'll hear is one of his most celebrated and widely performed symphonies, Symphony No. 40 in G minor, next on KPR. Mozart and his 40th symphony from 1788, Symphony No. 40 in G minor, played by Staatskapelle Dresden, under conductor Sir Colin Davis, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 2 p.m. now, and in just a moment, NPR News. More classical music in the next hour, where we'll listen to Smetana's Ton Poem Blanik from Mavlast. Van Cott Liburn plays a Brahms Rhapsody on the keyboard, and we've also got a wonderful string suite by Leos Janacek. That and much more still to come. Kansas Public Radio's classical music continues here on a Thursday afternoon. 78 degrees here on the KU campus. Showers and thunderstorms are likely starting late tonight and overnight. 80% chance of showers for tonight, and looks like showers through the weekend as well. You're listening to KPR.
These days, NPR News.
All things considered, today from 3 to 7 at your place. For NPR News, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
Live from NPR News and WashER News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's by Johan Halvorsen. And a little tune for violin and orchestra called The Old Fisherman's Song. Bjarte Ingeset conducted the Razumovsky Symphony, violinist Henning Kreggerud in On Things as well. I'm Jeb Watson, and there's some more classical music for your Thursday afternoon. Before 3 p.m. rolls around and All Things Considered gets going, we'll have along the London Jupiter Orchestra and Leos Janacek's Suite for String Orchestra, plus a visit from Van Cliburn to play us a Brahms Rhapsody, all ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being with us today. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on KC Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm, connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Our next performance is by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, and it's from Czech composer Bedřich Smetana, and one piece of his famous symphonic cycle, his masterpiece known as Mavlast, a collection of tone poems written in the late 19th century that were all about, in some way, the beauty of the Czech countryside. The famous Moldau, the river piece, is part of that collection, and what we'll listen to describes a mountain found in the Czech Republic known as Blanik, which legend says underneath sleeps a huge army of knights led by none other than St. Wenceslas, who will wake up and help the country in its gravest hour. We'll hear Blanik with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic here on Kansas Public Radio. Music written in the late 19th century by Bedřich Smetana and all a part of his symphonic cycle Mavlast. We listen to the tone poem Blanik with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:23. And still to come, we have something from another Czech composer, Leos Janacek, and his suite for string orchestra with the London Jupiter Orchestra. That's in just about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as T-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects in North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverratks.com. Looks like showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast starting this evening. On the KU campus right now, it's 77 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Tonight, we'll have a low of 50 degrees and also an 80% chance of showers and storms. That chance kicking in late this evening and especially in the overnight hours. And looks like for the rest of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely all throughout the weekend. Next on KPR is a performance on keyboard of Van Cliburn, playing the Brahms Rhapsody in B minor. Next on KPR. Rhapsody in B minor by Johannes Brahms, performed by pianist Van Cliburn, today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:35 and at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. I know that there were some of you out there who was anxious to hear the music of Sergei Rachmaninoff this afternoon. I do apologize, I wasn't able to include any for this afternoon, but I'll be sure to have some for you tomorrow. Kansas Public Radio would also like to thank local businesses like Mass Street Fish House, Morning Fog, and Latchkey Deli, whose generous donations helped to make KPR's membership drive possible. And a big thanks to all of you who pledged during the Hive Drive. We were delighted to receive support from new and current members and sustainers. You and your fellow community members came together to support KPR during a time when news, music, and programming are more important than ever. KPR relies on support from listeners like you. And if you didn't get a chance to donate during the Hive Drive, consider making a contribution anytime over at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks again from all of us at KPR. We're ready to bring you the London Jupiter Orchestra, led by Gregory Rose, and from 1877, a suite for string orchestra by Leos Janacek on Kansas Public Radio. From 1877, a suite for a string orchestra composed by Leos Janacek, played today by the London Jupiter Orchestra under conductor Gregory Rose. And with that, it's almost 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on this evening at 7 p.m., catch our broadcast of Classics Live. Then, Kay McIntyre has an hour of music for you from 8 to 9. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me, as always, for Classics on a Thursday afternoon, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow here at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.